The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with some music by William Byrd this morning. That was a Voluntary by Byrd. Voluntary was when the word first came into use, a voluntary was a piece of music that was played in a church service, usually improvised, but already by the time of William Byrd, and we're talking the late 16th century here, and that's pretty early in our, at least in our known written history of music, already by that time it was a word that could simply be used to apply to a piece of music that had an improvisatory character, and that's the case here, since the piece, of course, is actually written down. That music would have been written by Byrd for the harpsichord, or possibly for the organ, but we heard a recording of it with the inimitable Glenn Gould on the piano. Actually, I suppose he is imitable, but few people can do it well. And we will come back to Glenn Gould for one more piece by William Byrd in a few minutes, but right now it's time for weather and road reports. And hey, yeah, you looked out there, there's white stuff up on them, there are mountains. Our first snowfall of the year, or visible snow up on the mountains. of the season, I should say, not of the year. And I'm sure it'll be gone by day, but it's just an indication of thing, or by midday, but it's an indication of things to come. All right, yesterday's low was 9.1, the high was 15.3, and at least where the Environment Canada instruments are, they received 0.2 millimeters of precipitation. Pretty minimal. I think there may have been some more throughout the course of the night. I'm not 100% certain about that. Probably was very local. Currently, the temperature is about 7 degrees, although it feels somewhat cooler because of the humidity in the air. Today, Environment Canada tells us it will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers early in the morning, then sunny with cloudy periods, a high today of 15, and the UV index at 3, which is moderate. Tonight, cloudy periods, a 30% chance of showers this evening, clearing near midnight, and a low of 7. On Thursday, increasing cloudiness, a 30% chance of showers, snow level at 1,000 meters, rising to 1,900 meters late in the day, a high of 14. That's the first time I've gotten to say the words snow level this season, too. Friday, a mixture of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers, a low of 8, a high of 14. Saturday, sunny, a low of plus 3, a high of 16. Sunday, sunny with a low of 6 and a high of 19. And that's as far as we will take it. But looking at the Weather Network's 14-day trend, they're still suggesting that by Tuesday of next week, we might be back up into the low 20s for our daytime highs and staying there for most of the week. Turning to the highways. Highway 1, there is maintenance from 12 kilometers east of Lytton to 14 kilometers east. That's from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that will carry on through today. This should be the last day of that. No notes for Highway 12 from the Drive BC website. Highway 40, there is still maintenance going on 85 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. That will be through October the 2nd, and single lane alternating traffic there. On Highway 99 south, we've got the usual bridge maintenance 15 kilometers south of Lillooet, minor delays there, and bridge construction 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, where tractor trailer units are restricted to a length of 53 feet. And further south on Highway 99, there is paving from south, just a few kilometers south of the Culloden Creek Bridge to 4 kilometers north of the junction with the Squamish Valley Road. I think it's about a 4 kilometer stretch of the highway they're working on. That paving work is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, so not on Fridays. And that will carry on through, I guess, it'll be through next Friday, October the 9th. And single lane alternating traffic for that work is being done. And that's it for the weather and roads. We go back now to Glenn Gould and the music of William Byrd. Was probably considered to be quite strange or unorthodox at the time that Glenn Gould made this recording to record music by Byrd and Gibbons on the piano. It's still considered pretty much strange. Very few people would undertake that, especially now in the age of so-called authentic performance practice. There's an awful lot of assumptions being made in that phrase. But nevertheless, Glenn Gould, being who he was, went ahead and did it. And his touch was such that he was able to make the piano almost imitate a harpsichord. And actually, I remember the first time I ever heard this music. I was working a night shift somewhere in Vancouver, and the speakers for the radio were way high up in the ceiling of the place I was working. And so the sound was kind of drifting down at quite a low volume level, and I thought I was hearing this music played on the lute. And I liked it, so I turned it up, and in fact, it turned out to be Glenn Gould on the piano. Anyway, we're going to hear a piece now called Selinger's Round. This is one of William Byrd's big hits. I have no idea who Mr. or Ms. Selinger were, but maybe we can figure that out while the music is playing. I'll take a look on the internet and see if any particular explanation offers itself. Here's Gould and Byrd. Thank you. That was music by William Byrd. We heard Sellinger's Round, music originally for the harpsichord, played there on the piano by Glenn Gould. And so I did a little research while that was on, and nobody knows who Sellinger was. And it goes deeper than that. In fact, the tune of that piece is not by William Byrd. It was a popular song in the 16th and 17th centuries in England. Some people believe that it may have originally come from Ireland, but no known composer for it. The other interesting thing is that some people believe that the original name of the tune might have been Saint Leger's Round, L-E-G-E-R, instead of Sellinger, and that it just got corrupted later into Sellinger's. So, a lot of mystery. At any rate, many other composers besides William Byrd around the Elizabethan period wrote versions of that, sometimes for lute, some for harpsichord, but a very popular piece, to be sure. And yes, it's Wednesday, which means it's Piano Wednesday here on Snooze Button, and there's lots more piano music coming up. I hope, I know I enjoy Wednesdays very much, and several people have told me they enjoyed the Piano Wednesdays. Of course, some of those people have also moved out of Lillooet since, though I don't think it was my broadcasting that influenced that. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. The reason I'm telling you this now is because we are completely skipping fire information entirely today, a day off from talking about forest fires, except peripherally, like my mention of it just now. All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, I will put on Democracy Now, as always. 10:30 to 11:30 every weekday, you can hear Jesse Tom broadcasting out of Studio 1 in Lillooet Secondary School and doing a great job so far. Later this afternoon, 1 p.m., will be the Zucchini Brothers. That's a half-hour program for children. 3:30 to 4:30, Rock Legends with Simon Casper. And then later this evening, 8 until 9 p.m., this is a night that Global Notes will be on with host Roger Barrett. That's every other Wednesday. So that's your day here on Radio Lillooet. Now, we have a lot of holes in our schedule here at Radio Lillooet. Some broadcasters that have decided to take a break from broadcasting, and others who are finishing up their breaks from broadcasting and that sort of thing. If you're interested in becoming a broadcaster, we are having a workshop for new broadcasters this Sunday, October the 4th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at the Rec Center in the radio studios and probably in the pool lobby. And you're welcome to come to this. It's a totally free event. There's no cost involved. I'd urge you to bring yourself a bag lunch or a snack and a bottle of water, and we'll try and provide some coffee or something like that. Coffee and juice, maybe. And we'll show you the ins and outs, what you need to know about the rules and regulations, the paperwork you have to do to put a radio show on, which is very, very minimal, I might add. And then show you how to use the actual equipment itself. And it's great fun, and it's easy. And so, if you would like to attend, you can just show up 10 a.m. on Sunday. If you have questions about this or would like more information, you can also give me a call at 256-7561, and I will attempt to help you out with that. Okay, let's see. Now, on Monday, I paid tribute to the late great Spanish pianist Alicia de la Rocha, who died last Saturday at the age of 86 after a very long and distinguished career. In fact, I was thinking about it this morning, and I realized her career by that time was probably about almost a 70-year performing career, which is pretty remarkable, performing in front of the public. And so we paid tribute to her then, but I thought, it's Piano Wednesday, I've got to get Alicia in somehow today. So we're going to listen to the three dances from The Three-Cornered Hat by Manuel de Falla. If I recall correctly, this is a ballet by de Falla, and he arranged these pieces for piano quite effectively, and nobody can play them with quite the wonderful sense of good humor that Alicia de la Rocha does. I've heard them played by a number of other pianists, and maybe it's because this is the recording that I knew first, but this is the one that always sounds right, and everybody else sounds like they're close, but not quite right. So there are three dances here, the dance of the neighbors, the dance of the miller, and the dance of the miller's wife. And here is Alicia doing her magic. Thank you. That was music of Manuel de Falla. We heard the three dances from The Three-Cornered Hat. That's it, a ballet by Manuel de Falla, and arranged for the piano by the composer himself. And Alicia de la Rocha doing a wonderful job with those pieces. All right, it's time for some public service announcements. If I can get my act together here, I think we got that. It's a busy few days coming up here, starting on, I guess, Thursday and Friday, and carrying through the weekend. A lot of things to get through. I did already mention to you the workshop for Radio Lullabut here on Sunday, September the 4th. But starting September the 1st, October the 1st, and so anytime I said September recently, change it to October. So in other words, tomorrow, October the 1st, the Sendo Yoga Retreat begins. There's a potluck supper tomorrow evening, and it carries on through Sunday, the 4th of October, and ends with a brunch that day. The public and Sendo Yoga practitioners are welcome to come to any or all of the retreat, and beginners are welcome. That will be held at the Larman Home, which is 10111 Texas Creek Road. And Sendo Master Hyunmoon Kim from Korea will lead that retreat. The cost is $45 Canadian per day, or $120 Canadian for the whole retreat. And if you're attending less than one day, by donation. There will be two Sendo Yoga practices a day and numerous workshops relating to healing and to going deeper into the practice. And if you'd like more information or would like to register for the workshop, please call Wendy Larman, the certified Sendo Yoga teacher, at 256-0404. You can also email her. The address is Larman, L-A-R-M-A-N, at hughes.net. And on Friday, the 2nd of October, it will be the regular monthly dinner at the Catholic Church Hall. That evening, it's a German-style dinner starting at 5:30 p.m. I don't have menu details for you here, but it sounds really good. It will be eat-in or take-out. Everyone is welcome, and the cost is $10 a plate. The 3rd of October, Saturday, is a planting day at the Powerhouse Restoration Site. A chance to learn about wild native plants and to put some of them in the ground yourself. That planting day will be from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Powerhouse Restoration Site. And everybody's invited to come down and have some fun doing that and putting some plants in the ground and taking a good look at that restoration site, which is going to turn out to be a real gem when it's all finished. Already, though, a lot of neat things happening there. That project is sponsored by the Lullabut Naturalist Society and the Cayuse Creek Stadtlium and Friends of the Environment Foundation from Toronto Dominion, Public Conservation Assistance Fund, Fraser Salmon and Watersheds Program, and the other things that I can't read. All right, can't read because they're too small, that's all. Then, Sunday, October the 4th, is the Walk for Breast Cancer. That starts from Integra Tire on Main Street across from the Fire Hall at 1 p.m., and you can walk, run, jog, or bike. I guess you could rollerblade, you could probably skateboard. I think all of those are probably acceptable. And there will be booths set up at Integra Tire where people can make donations and receive promotional benefits. And free food and refreshment will be offered after the walk. If you'd like more information, get in touch with Integra Tire at 256-4111. And there's yet one more opportunity of a really fun thing to do on Sunday the 4th. I don't think there's any problem with my putting this information out there. Most people, or many people, know it. Chris Galeazzo maintains it's several lines of Bluebird boxes up towards Jesmond, up in that area. And this is work that the late Harry Perney, who was a great guy, used to do. And Chris has taken that over. And so she has work parties that go up several times a year, sometimes to just check and see what's going on in the boxes. Are they being used? Of course, that would be in the summertime. But then also to do repairs. And I think this will be more of the repair variety as the bluebirds are on their way south, if not maybe most of them gone by this time. At any rate, there's one of those trips coming up on Sunday, assuming that the restriction order for some of that area is lifted on Sunday. Otherwise, it'd be a much longer drive around. So if you want to take part in that, you can come to the library parking lot at the Rec Center on Sunday morning, October 4th at 8 a.m. And it'll run till hopefully be home back in the Lowette around 5 p.m. Bring a lunch, a camera, binoculars. And if you have a vehicle that you can help out with to take up, that would be great, as Chris probably already has a full load. So at least one more vehicle required if any past other people are coming along. Anyway, that's great fun. So if you want to take part, give Chris a call, 256-0018. And then I'll just put a reminder in your ear about a couple of other things that are coming up in the middle of October. Thursday, October the 15th, there will be a chance to go to the Lillooet Friendship Center and learn about coastal-tailed frogs and some of the research that's been done in this area having to do with that species. This is put on by the Lillooet Naturalist Society, and it's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. You don't have to be a member of the Naturalist Society, and admission is by donation to the food bank. The other event is Saturday, October the 17th. There will be an event exploring the world of aquatic bugs that will be taking place at the Bridge River Fishing Rocks from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. that afternoon. This is also put on by the Lillooet Naturalist Society and Cayuse Creek Stadium, and it's part of the Three Rivers Join One project. And there'll be fun activities and snacks. Great event for families, actually. All of these events for the Three Rivers Join One, there's always a great component in them for children. If you'd like more information about that event, get in touch with the stewardship facilitators, Jackie Rasmussen, 256-4292, or Bonnie Michelle at 256-2361. All right, that finally concludes the public service announcements for today. We turn now to the music of J.S. Bach, and we're going to listen to one of his concertos for keyboard. This, like the bird, is music that was originally written for a harpsichord. Actually, not quite, and I'll explain in a minute. But we're going to hear it played on the piano with a piano and orchestra. Bach only wrote, I'm not even sure if he wrote any concertos that were originally purely 100% exclusively for the harpsichord. There are some that exist in that form, but many of them are believed to be arrangements that he made from concertos for other instruments, especially the violin. And that is very much the case with this harpsichord concerto we're going to listen to, harpsichord concerto number 7 in G minor. This is a transcription for keyboard of Bach's concerto in A minor for violin and orchestra, one of his most popular works. And as was customary when he was arranging things from the violin to the harpsichord, I don't know quite why he did this. He would take them down a whole tone. So the violin concerto, as I mentioned, is in A minor. The keyboard version is in G minor. I'm sure there were good technical reasons for it, but they escaped me, I'm afraid. At any rate, this is a wonderful piece. The first movement has a rather stern but noble quality. The second movement is a very beautiful and lengthy sort of aria, an instrumental aria. And then the third movement, although still in a minor key, has definitely a dance-like quality to it. We're going to hear a recording with pianist Murray Pariah, and he is also conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And just listen to how much rhythmic vitality he gives us, and most of all, the fact that he sounds like he's actually having fun playing Bach, as opposed to treating Bach as this serious composer we have to put on a pedestal. No, this is very human music, and Pariah gets that across, I think, extremely well. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Harpsichord Concerto No. 7 in G minor by J.S. Bach, a work based on his own violin concerto in A minor. And that was a recording with Murray Pariah at the piano and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And Murray Pariah was also conducting them. Busy guy on that recording. And he's really been doing quite a bit of Bach over the past few years. Maybe not a huge amount, but he did record all of the keyboard concertos, as well as the Goldberg variations, the English suites, and now he's recorded all six of the partitas originally for harpsichord, but of course he's playing them on piano. And I have to say, I think he's one of the best Bach players on the piano that I have heard since Glenn Gould. All right, so we have just a couple of minutes left before Democracy Now, and we're going to squeeze in one more piece. Listen to a really sweet, but rather schmaltzy waltz by Claude Debussy. This piece is called Valse la plus galante. So it's a waltz, and la plus galante translates literally as the more than slow. Now, that combined with the schmaltziness of it inclines me to believe that Debussy had his tongue a little bit in his cheek when he was writing this piece. The tune is not really, and the style is not really characteristic of mature Debussy. But at the same time, even if he was sort of writing something of a parody or a takeoff here, he came up with such a lovely piece that he almost defeated his own purposes. This is a recording with pianist Werner Haas. Thank you. That was music by Claude Debussy, a waltz there, La Plus Calante. Now, I translated that as the more than slow. I ran it through an online translator while it was playing, and it came up with most only slow. So I have no idea exactly what it meant. It's probably a very idiomatic phrase, and someday I will gain that wisdom, but apparently that's not today. All right, it is now 8:58, just about time for Democracy Now! We're going to let Amy Goodman out of the box a minute or so early today. Therefore, I should remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or of the Lillooet Camel's Foot TV and Radio Association. That's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow morning with another edition of Snooze Button between 8 and 9 a.m. In the meantime, though, I will say thank you very much for listening and have yourselves a wonderful day.